The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
And unfortunately, this is radio and not TV because Ann has a lovely nudo. Absolutely beautiful. Really, I haven't seen Ann in a while, and it was really, it looks great on you.
Thank you.
Just before we go to our first guest, I want to always update people on Project Independence. And Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help people age in place. And we do that first with our 311. 311 is the call number for anybody in the town who needs anything. You have a question, you call 311, you will be directed in the right direction. And of all the calls that come into 311, 40-somewhat percent are for Project Independence. And the purpose of that, or the reason for that, is we have partnerships all over the island. We have transportation for healthcare visits, for shopping visits. We have social work calls, medical calls. I mean, the number of people, Christina has all these numbers, but the number of people that are calling the office with blood pressure checks, etc., it is such an amazing thing what Project Independence does. And one of the programs in Project Independence, of course, is the radio program, where we bring important people in the community in to discuss what they do and how it helps seniors. And today, we have Pauline Wolfish with us. And Pauline is the program director at the Behavioral Health Crisis Center, which is at Zucker Hillside Hospital, right there on Lakeville Road. And really, the whole complex over there has been redone over the last 5 or 6 years. And I've been watching it go up because I live in Great Neck. So piece by piece it went up. But I really wasn't familiar with the Behavioral Health Crisis Center. So, Pauline, I thank you so much for taking your time today. And now I'd like you to tell us about it.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me here today. We are really excited to talk about the Behavioral Health Crisis Center. This is something that hasn't previously been available anywhere in the area. So we are located at Zucker Hillside Hospital, which is the Behavioral Health Hospital of Long Island Jewish Medical Center. So LIJ comprises of their medical hospital, the children's hospital, and then Zucker, which is the Behavioral Health Hospital.
Okay.
And within Zucker, we developed this Behavioral Health Crisis Center, which opens in April, with the goal of really providing mental health treatment in real time. When people aren't feeling well, it's really hard to call and make an appointment and hear that the next appointment isn't 2, 3, sometimes 4 weeks away.
Okay.
And there is no alternative but the dreaded, you'll have to go to your closest emergency room. So we developed the Behavioral Health Crisis Center to give people an opportunity to get treatment immediately without having to be subject to an emergency room visit or, unfortunately, sometimes very long wait lists for an outpatient appointment.
So just to be clear, I or somebody in my family is having an episode, some sort of an episode where somebody says, you need help. This is not normal what you're doing,
right.
And this has been going on, but now today there's like a danger in my estimation of that person. We can call up the crisis center and get an appointment that day. The person will be seen within a day or two.
Yeah, you don't even have to call. You can just walk in.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
So we take walk-ins Monday through Friday
from
9 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can just walk in, ask to be seen. You will meet with appropriate clinicians who will be able to talk to you, make an assessment, a diagnosis, and start treatment that very first day.
Now, I have two questions. First of all, where is it that we're walking into? Can you tell me the location?
Sure. So Zucker Hillside Hospital is technically in Glen Oaks, Queens. We are a stone's throw from New Hyde Park. So if you walk up the street, we're at New Hyde Park. We can see the North Shore Towers from our window. So it's right behind Long Island Jewish Medical Center.
Right. With LIJ, right there on Lakeville Road.
So you're around Union Turnpike?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep, we're one block from Union Turnpike and like two blocks from Lakeville Road, so.
You know what Parker Jewish is?
Yeah.
Right behind Parker. Basically, okay. Over
yes,
to the left a little
that's
bit.
That's exactly right.
Behind Parker and over to the left.
The Ronald McDonald House is
right.
Also right next to us, if
and
you're familiar
Children's.
With the area.
I need the speech and hearing center. There's
yep, walking distance.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, the next question I have is, you're open from 9 to 7, but frequently it's at night when someone may get those suicidal thoughts and where maybe somebody has done something. What do I do if it's not between 9 and 7? Are you available at all, or then is it an emergency room situation?
So the crisis clinic is, you know, only open 9 to 7, but there is a psychiatrist in the emergency room at LIJ 24/7. So if it is in the middle of the night and it's not safe to wait until the morning, then absolutely there are doctors available in the emergency room.
So there's not a phone number or a hotline or anything I should know about that I could call the center versus going in to the emergency room, is there?
Sure, the department has a phone number, which I can share with you and all of the listeners, and that number is 718 or 516, because we are on the border, both will work, 470-8300. And during, you know, business hours, you'll speak with one of our staff who can give you some directions and advice. And after hours, there is instructions about where to go or how to contact help.
So there's always a connection. You're never alone. And if for any reason, no matter what time of the day it is, there is options here and possibilities of getting someone or some way of getting assistance. So that's excellent that we have that opportunity, since nighttime can be a difficult time, especially if you have difficulty sleeping or whatever. You don't want to take too much of the sleeping stuff. It's better to make the call. And
right. What I think is interesting is the nighttime stuff is severe. So those situations, when you go into an emergency room, there is no option. The daytime stuff, I think, is the real significance, because somebody may have the courage to say, I need to move forward, and I'm willing to go right now. It's 11:30 in the morning. And I say, okay, come in August 15th. Okay, thank you. I hang up the phone, and I'm not going, because by that time, I might have a good day, and it grows and grows on the person. And, that's my opinion. When the courage is there to make the phone call, it's wonderful to be able to say, come on in. I'm not telling you, hang out for 3 weeks. Where do you live? Come on in this afternoon. Come on in right now.
Yeah, very much. And unfortunately, you know, we battle the stigma of mental illness all of the time. And so people are afraid to ask for help and afraid to tell people that they're not feeling well, because they, you know, there must be something wrong with them, and that people are going to look upon them negatively. So when somebody is brave enough or has that moment of desperation where they say, okay, I've had enough, I think I need help, we want to be available and we want to be able to get people in quickly. And many of those people are comfortable waiting until the morning, but like you said, they might not be comfortable waiting 2 weeks. And a lot can happen in that time. So we want to provide as quick access to treatment as we can.
Right. That's important. Again, not being totally versed in this.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. No, the timeliness is very important. I have a question, and I don't know if we can get into it now, but we'll just start it before the break. Crisis psychotherapy. Just, and what is that? I mean, conceptually, I can understand what the two words mean, but.
Yeah, so it's sort of intuitive, right? So very often people have an immediate crisis. They've had a car accident. They've had a loss. They had some sort of trauma, and they need to speak with somebody right away. They're not sure what to do, and that experience of being able to speak to a licensed professional who can understand and listen in a supportive and non-judgmental way, where family, we want to, you know, if your family members come to us in crisis, we want to fix it. We want to tell them, do this, do that, you're going to be fine, go.
Okay.
But a licensed professional can really help to kind of make that assessment, determine if there's anything greater going on that we need to do to assure somebody's safety, and then also provide that support in that in that specific time of crisis.
I get it. We're going to go right into a commercial. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and we'll be right back with Pauline.